All right, ready to dive deep into some seriously effective digital advertising strategies. Today, it's all about pixel-based retargeting, and then we'll get into demographic and location-based targeting.
Two powerful tools that any marketer should have in their arsenal.
For sure, and today we're really going to break down how they work, the costs involved, and of course, the potential ROI.
We'll even throw in some real-world examples to show you how businesses are using these tactics to actually, you know, boost their bottom line.
Exactly. So if you're already familiar with online advertising, this deep dive is going to take your knowledge to the next level.
It's about going beyond the surface to really uncover the nuts and bolts of these techniques.
Love that, nuts and bolts. So let's start with something I think we've all experienced.
Mm-hmm.
You know that feeling when you check out a product online?
Uh-huh.
And then it just like follows you everywhere you go online.
Oh yeah, like those shoes you were looking at.
Exactly. That's yeah. Pixel-based retargeting in action.
It's kind of like a little reminder, you know, or maybe a second chance to snag that thing you had your eye on.
So how does this magic actually work? It's all about these little snippets of code called tracking pixels.
Right. Like imagine you're browsing for a new laptop. You add it to your cart.
Oh, I do this all the time.
And then life happens, right? You close the tab.
Distractions. Kids, dinner, you know how it is.
Exactly. But that website, it's sneaky. Drops a little tracking pixel in your browser.
So it remembers you were there.
It's not exactly like a full-on digital footprint, you know, which is more about like your overall online activity.
Okay, I see the difference.
Yeah, this pixel is specifically tied to you visiting that particular website.
So it's like a breadcrumb trail, but just for that one site.
Right. Leading you right back to that laptop you were checking out.
And then as you keep browsing, boom, you see ads for that same laptop.
Tempting you to go back and, you know, complete the purchase.
It's actually really clever when you think about it.
It is. It capitalizes on that initial interest instead of trying to, you know, grab the attention of someone who's never even heard of your brand before.
You're re-engaging someone who's already curious.
Exactly. And that makes a big difference.
Yeah. And our source material backs this up. It mentions that retargeting has an average conversion rate of, get this, 10 to 15%.
Whoa, that's huge.
Right. Especially compared to the, what was it, 2 to 3% for like typical digital ads?
It's like, what, 5 times higher?
Yeah, at least. So it's definitely effective. But what about the cost?
Well, the source material breaks it down by CPM, cost per mil, you know, and CPC, cost per click.
So for retargeting, what are we looking at?
So for retargeting, CPM, the cost per 1,000 impressions usually ranges from like $5 to $20.
Okay, not too bad.
And CPC, the cost you pay each time someone clicks on your ad, that's typically between 50 cents and $2.50.
So it seems pretty reasonable, especially if you think about the potential ROI.
Right, like that example in the source material, the e-commerce company spending $500 a month on retargeting.
Oh yeah, and they saw a $3,000 revenue increase.
Talk about a return on your investment. That's like 500% ROI.
Insane.
Yeah.
But are there any downsides to this whole pixel magic?
Well, no strategy is perfect, right? One thing with retargeting is your reach is limited.
Right, because you're only targeting people who have already been to your website.
Exactly. So if you're trying to build brand awareness, you know, reach a wider audience, retargeting alone isn't going to cut it.
So you need a decent amount of website traffic in the first place to even have a pool of people to retarget.
Yep. If you're just starting out, it might not be the best use of your budget.
Makes sense. And there's also that whole thing about ad fatigue, right?
Oh, for sure. If someone keeps seeing the same ad over and over again, it can get annoying.
Definitely.
Like really annoying.
And then they might just tune it out, or worse, get turned off from your brand completely.
Exactly. So it's about finding that sweet spot, you know,
where you're reminding them about your product, but not overwhelming them.
Right. You want to stay top of mind without becoming a total nuisance.
It's like a delicate dance.
It is. But overall, I think it's safe to say pixel-based retargeting can be a super powerful tool,
especially for converting those warm leads, people who are already interested.
And making the most of your marketing budget.
Exactly. Okay, so now let's switch gears a bit and talk about demographic and location-based targeting.
All right, let's do it. This is where we get into reaching new customers.
People who might not even know your brand exists yet.
Right. It's all about using data to connect with potential customers based on who they are and where they are.
So we're talking about platforms like Google Display Network, Facebook ads, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Those platforms have a ton of information about their users, their demographics, interests, even their location.
It's a little bit Big Brother-ish, but also pretty impressive.
It is. But if you use it ethically and strategically, it can be a really powerful tool.
Okay. So let's say you've just opened up a new yoga studio downtown.
All right. I'm following.
and you want to reach people in your neighborhood who are, you know, into fitness and wellness.
Makes sense.
With demographic and location-based targeting, you can actually target your ads to show up specifically for people
who live within a certain radius of your studio.
Exactly. And who have, you know, expressed an interest in yoga or similar activities online.
Maybe they follow certain pages or they've searched for yoga studios in the past.
Right. So you're not just blasting your message out to everyone. You're being super targeted.
It's about getting your message in front of the people who are most likely to be interested.
So it's like you're playing matchmaker between businesses and their ideal customers.
I like that analogy. It's about making those connections that are most likely to lead to, you know, actual results.
Okay. But I have to ask, all this targeting, it sounds expensive.
Yeah, you're right. It does come with a bit of a higher price tag than retargeting.
So what are we talking about CPM-wise?
For demographic and location-based targeting, you're looking at CPMs between like $10 and $30 per 1,000 impressions.
Okay, so that's double the cost of retargeting on the high end.
Yeah, and CPC is also higher, usually between $1 and $5 per click.
So higher costs, but what about the potential ROI? Is it worth it?
Well, the source material had this example of a local HVAC business.
Right.
They spent $1,000 a month on these geo-targeted ads and brought in $7,000 in new business.
Whoa, that's a 600% ROI.
It is impressive, right? And it shows that even though conversion rates are generally a bit lower for demographic and location-based targeting,
they usually fall between 5 and 10%, I think.
Right, but you're reaching a much larger audience, so the potential is there.
Okay, so it's like a trade-off, higher costs for broader reach,
yeah,
and the chance to connect with a whole new set of customers.
Exactly, and I think that's a good point to start diving into the pros and cons of this strategy a bit more.
Yeah, let's break it down.
Let's get into the detail.
Sounds good to me. Okay, so we've got the basics down for both pixel-based retargeting and demographic and location-based targeting.
We've laid the groundwork.
Exactly. Now let's put them head-to-head, see how they stack up.
A little friendly competition.
Right. So first up, target audience with retargeting. We're talking about people who've already been to your website.
Right. People who have shown some interest in what you have to offer. They've browsed your products, maybe added something to their cart.
Okay. So they already know your brand to some extent.
Exactly. They're what we call a warm audience.
Gotcha. But with demographic and location-based targeting, you're casting a wider net.
You're trying to reach people who might be completely new to your business.
It's all about expanding your reach.
Introducing your brand to a whole new set of potential customers.
Okay, so retargeting is nurturing those warm leads. Mm-hmm. And demographic and location-based targeting is more about generating fresh ones.
That's a good way to put it.
Now let's talk about cost.
Always a key consideration.
For sure. So as we mentioned before, pixel-based retargeting tends to be the more budget-friendly option.
Remember, CPM for retargeting usually falls between $5 and $20.
Right. And for demographic and location-based targeting, it's more like $10 to $30.
So you're looking at potentially double the cost on the high end.
And CPC follows a similar pattern. Retargeting is typically between 50 cents and $2.50 per click, while demographic and location-based targeting is $1 to $5.
So if you're working with a limited budget, retargeting might be the way to go.
At least to start out.
Yeah, but of course we can't just focus on cost.
Right, you've got to consider the return on investment.
And that's where things get interesting, because while demographic and location-based targeting has the potential to reach more people, retargeting tends to have higher conversion rates.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, think about it with retargeting. You're focusing on people who've already shown some interest in your brand or your products.
They're more likely to actually make a purchase.
Exactly. The average conversion rate for retargeting is around 10 to 15%.
Which is significantly higher than the 5 to 10% for demographic and location-based targeting.
So it's about quality over quantity in a way.
Focusing on the people who are most likely to convert into paying customers.
Makes sense.
Right.
Right.
It does. So we've got these two strategies, each with their own pros and cons. It seems like choosing the right one really depends on your specific goals.
And where you are in your business journey.
Totally. If you're a new business with a limited budget, maybe retargeting is the way to go.
At least initially.
But if you're looking to expand your reach and you have a little more budget flexibility, then demographic and location-based targeting could be a good option.
It's all about finding the right fit.
Couldn't agree more. And sometimes you don't even have to choose just one.
Right. You can use both strategies together.
Like a 1-2 punch.
Exactly. Use retargeting to keep those warm leads engaged and demographic and location-based targeting to bring in fresh faces.
Now, before we move on, I wanted to touch on something you mentioned earlier about data.
Uh-huh.
Both of these strategies seem to rely pretty heavily on gathering information about potential customers.
Oh, absolutely. Data is essential for both of these strategies.
It's like having a secret weapon.
More like a powerful tool.
Okay, fair enough. But it lets you really understand your target audience.
Yeah. It's about using that information responsibly to connect with the right people.
So what other information do you think is important when deciding between these two strategies?
Well, one thing to consider is your industry and target market. If you're in a niche market with a very specific target audience, demographic and location-based targeting might be more effective.
Because you can really hone in on those specific characteristics.
Right. But if you have a broader target audience, retargeting might be a more efficient use of your budget.
Interesting. And what about the type of product or service you're offering? Does that matter?
Definitely for products with a longer sales cycle, like high-end electronics or travel packages, retargeting can be really effective.
Because you can stay top of mind throughout the whole decision-making process.
Exactly. But for products with a shorter sales cycle, like everyday consumer goods demographic and location-based targeting might be a better way to drive those quick conversions.
Okay, so the key is to be strategic.
Yeah.
Think about your goals, your budget, your audience, and the nature of your product or service.
Exactly. Find the right fit for your unique situation.
Now, before we wrap up our comparison, I wanted to mention something from the source material.
Okay.
It highlighted a company called Top 3 SEO Agency, but we don't actually have any specific info on their qualifications.
Right, and it's always a good idea to do your own research before partnering with any marketing agency.
Absolutely. Make sure they have a proven track record and they understand your goals.
And the strategies that align with those goals.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's shift our focus to you, our listener.
Yeah.
What are your key takeaways from what we've discussed so far?
Yeah, what's resonating with you?
You know, it's really kind of wild when you think about how much data shapes the world of marketing these days.
It's true. It's like a whole new set of tools.
And we've talked about some of them today, like familiarity and intent with retargeting.
Right. And using demographics and location to connect with people based on their interests and where they are.
But it seems like as we gather more and more data, those marketing messages can become even more personalized.
Oh, absolutely. Which can lead to, you know, better results for businesses and a more engaging experience for consumers.
Like a win-win.
But of course, with all this data flying around, ethical considerations are more important than ever.
Yeah, for sure. We have a responsibility to use data responsibly and transparently.
People need to know that their information is being handled with care.
Absolutely. Trust is everything.
If people don't trust you, they're not going to engage with your brand.
Makes sense. So as we wrap up our deep dive into pixel-based retargeting and demographic and location-based targeting, what's your biggest takeaway for our listeners today?
That's a good question. I'd say the biggest thing is there's no one-size-fits-all approach to digital advertising.
It's not a magic bullet.
Right. The best strategy for you is going to depend on your specific goals, your budget, your audience.
So it's about figuring out what works for you.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment. You know, try different things. See what gets you the best results.
And never stop learning.
The digital world is constantly changing, so you got to stay curious and adapt.
Well said. Knowledge is power, folks. The more you know about these strategies, the better decisions you can make for your business.
And that's what it's all about, right? Making smart decisions that actually get results.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah. And on that note, we'll wrap up this episode of The Deep Dive.
Hope you enjoyed it.
We'll see you next time. Keep those marketing wheels turning.